Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you're joining me on today's program. I have a lot to share because God is doing great things in the lives of women in the days that we are living in. In fact, there's just movements of women being raised up to do the work of the Lord. Remember, it was just a while ago that the Lord had given me a vision of these waves coming up on the shores of nations and continents, and even the seven mountains of influence in society, like government and business and media, arts and entertainment, education, family, religion. All of those different mountains were being like just wave after wave coming up on the shores that were turning into women. The waves were turning into women. And the Lord showed me that it was time for a great movement of women to arise to take their place in the kingdom of God, in their anointings, in all sectors of society, and that they would be coming into their place in this hour. Now in Genesis 1, God said that he made male and female. He said he created mankind, male and female, he created them. Therefore, mankind is both male and female. And then together in verse 28, it says that he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and have dominion and rule. And he said that to both men and women. It wasn't only men. And so with mankind being made by God, fashioned by God as both men and women, the Lord spoke to me and said, it's very important that women take their place in this hour. Women have been one of the most oppressed people groups in the world, along with children. And so he is moving upon women in this hour to bring them into their rightful place, out of oppression, into the place where they are to be and to stand. And so you're going to see many women raised up in positions even of government leadership, business leadership. In every sector of society, you're going to see women come and take their place. It's not to usurp men or to overpower men or anything like that, but it's for everyone to take their place that God has called them to take. And in that, he is anointing women and women's movements in this hour. In fact, with women on the front lines, we're seeing testimonies of women being used powerfully all over the world today. So I have a treat for you. It's a message from women on the front lines in LA, from Angela's Temple, at our world convention there, that we had just a most amazing time. But I want to share with you a little bit of insight about this great company of women that God is raising up, and the character and the nature and what this company looks like, because it's a company of women who are humble and operating in love, but who are willing to do whatever their God wants them to do. A women who are laid down lovers for Jesus. So I'll be right back after this message. Earlier today, Robert Slaridan was talking about the ox anointing. And back in 1997, I had an encounter with the Lord. We were hosting an event in Mission, British Columbia, called Apostolic Oil. And we were prophesying the emergence of the apostles. I didn't even really know what an apostle was. The Lord just told me to do it, and so I did the event. And we were in the church interceding for the event. And as we're interceding, the power of God came on me, and I fell down onto the ground on all fours, and I felt like an ox. Instead of being a woman, I was an ox. I actually felt like an ox. And I felt like I had this this big plow that I was pulling behind me, and hard ground. I was plowing through really, really hard ground. And so I was on the floor. This is in the church. There's other intercessors there. I was in the church, and I was inside this trance type encounter with God, feeling like an ox, and I'm pulling, and it felt so hard. And I thought, wow, that ground's hard. But I knew that I had to do that for my master. About my master wants this field plowed, and no matter how hard it is, I just have to do this. And so I was going along and getting my strength. Every single step I took seemed to be full of pressure, without relief. And then all of a sudden I heard audibly people laughing and scoffing, mocking me. And they said, look at that dirty old ox. Oh, it's so ugly. It's just such an ugly old ox. Look at that thing. And I remember thinking, well, I know I'm dirty. I mean, I'm plowing a field, you know, and I thought, I know I'm not very beautiful to look at. I'm plowing a field. I'm working. And then I felt physically, it was in the spirit, but physically I felt kicks against my side saying, look at that stupid old ox, that stupid thing. And but I remember thinking in my mind, I can't pay attention to that. It'll weaken me. I just have to keep plowing this field. I have to do it. My master needs this field plowed. And I thought, because oxen are, they work for their master, right? And so I was going around the floor in the church, but for me it was a field. And I started getting really, really weak. And I thought, I don't know if I can finish. I don't know if I can do this. And then I looked up and I saw the cross. And it wasn't that far away. And I thought, that's my destination. I just have to get to the cross. And I forced myself to get every bit of strength I could to finish. And I felt, physically, I felt wood against my forehead. And I just fell down and I wept and I wept and I wept. And that's where I had a revelation of Jesus Christ as the ox who plowed the field for us. Because when you plow a field, it makes it easier for everyone else who follows you. And it's you know, it can be planted. And that it was all to finish at the cross. And when we look at the cross today, and that was prophesied tonight and sung out tonight in such a beautiful way, that when we embrace the cross, it's my most favorite message in the whole Bible. It is my life message, the finished work of the cross. I love the message of the cross. But this company of women are going to be so given to the purposes of God that they will live in the finished work of that cross. They'll take up that cross and follow him daily because they know for the master to enjoy the reward of his suffering, that they will be willing to do whatever it takes, no matter what people think of them, no matter what, because they'll identify with what Jesus did. And we know that he's not hanging on a cross. He finished that work on the cross. He's resurrected, you know, and we live in that resurrection power. But he wants us to remember the cross, because that's where we die to ourselves. That's where we die to ourselves, die daily, you know, to ourselves and be alive unto him. It's a much nicer life. And, you know, I found the easiest way to figure that one out is instead of saying, oh, I've got to die, you know, have you done that? I've got to die to myself, you know, and it's like, I'm not successful at killing myself, okay? It's hard to die. But this is what does it for me when I look at living for him. And that's what the cross offers you, is a life of fulfilled promise and covenant. And when you look at that and say, oh, Lord, I just want to live for you. I want to live in the fullness of the finished work of the cross, all the covenant blessings. I want to live in that all of my days. That makes it easy. You don't even think about dying anymore. You just are dead. And you're alive unto him. And it's a really much better way. So don't try to kill yourself. Because you won't be successful at it anyways. And, you know, just look at what he finished on that cross. So the company of women who have died to themselves and have fully embraced the cross, living in that covenant of love. And then a company of women, this company of women, one of the things that you will notice about this company is, I just love this, is they wear the beautiful and glorious mantle. You're going to receive a mantle tonight. You're going to take up a mantle. And it might not be that which you think. Because the mantle that Jesus wore, which was the mantle that Amy Semple wore, and the mantle that Mariah Woodworth had, and these who have gone on before us and been such an example to us, their mantle wasn't this great, big, giant, glorious, glittery thing. It was a brown cloak. It was the color of the cross. It was a color of humility. And they embraced themselves without mantle, without cloak. They were hidden inside of that humility and inside of that dependency upon God. And that is what made them great. That is what made their works shine. And that mantle is being offered to us tonight. It's the ample mantle that is resident in this place. I remember when the Lord showed me 10 years ago, I saw the mantle. And when he revealed it to me, it was actually purple in color, and it was like velvet, velvety silk. And he said, it speaks of authority. But that authority, to get true kingdom authority, you have to look at the other side of it, and it's just brown. So you can put that purple authority next to your heart, but the world will see the humility, the true dunamis power that comes from only from him. It's not as a result of us, any works that we could do. We can't boast in anything but in him. And that mantle is here for you tonight. Is there anyone here tonight that identifies with this great company of women saying, man, she just told me who I was. I totally identify. This is what I long for. My spirit is leaping. This is who I am. This is what I was born for. This is what I was made for. Is there anyone in this house that would be willing to take up the mantle? Is there anyone in this house tonight that says, here I am, Lord? We can have the worship team come up. Is there anyone in this house tonight that say, this is my night, Lord, when I surrender everything to you, where I see you. I see you. I see you in all of your power and your glory. I see you in your magnificence. And I see what you're offering us tonight. I see my identity in you. Because God tonight is commissioning you with a mantle. He's commissioning you with his love power, with his faith, with everything that he is and all that he died to give. This company of women is going to be raised up and seen in the earth, and you will be marked. You will be marked by these attributes. You will be marked as women who love, as women of faith, as women of strength. I speak to the men too. This is for you too. It's not, you know, there's no male nor female in Christ. But God's raising up his women in this hour. And many of you, the Lord says that there will be those of you even in this room who will be transformed. Your life will be transformed as of tonight, and you'll be set on a new path. And you will even see changes and manifestations of change coming in these next 3 to 6 months. And you say, my whole life has shifted. Nothing is the same. And the Lord says, it's because I'm calling you. And if you will say yes, if you will say yes, I will take you on a journey of adventure, a journey of life, a journey of purpose. And you will do exploits for me. And you will say, but Lord, I am so small. And he says, but remember, I love the small. And remember that I can create big things. And I see bigness, I do. And I believe that if we will be small, He will make everything we do big. You can kill Ebola viruses and stop third world wars just by being little old you. Just by being childlike. That's what Amy Semple had, this beautiful childlike faith. And did all these great exploits. It's an example for us. But there's a greater example in the very person of Jesus Christ. And tonight, if you see him,
If you see what he did through the likes of Amy Semple McPherson that, and realize that he can do it through you, then there is a great commissioning. There is a great infusion of power coming to you this very night. And so just reach up, and I want you to take that cloak. Take the mantle. It's purple on one side and brown on the other. And he says, just take it by faith and clothe yourself in it. And some of you are going to use this mantle. You're going to strike it against the opposition in media, some of you. Some of you for world harvest and evangelism. Some of you for church planting. Some of you in the business sector. Some of you in government sectors, education. But there's greatness in this room, because you're going to take this mantle and you're going to work it. That's what Amy Semple did. She just worked in faith to respond to God. And to this day, her life is still touching us today. That's what's going to happen with your life, because it's who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Just drink it all in, girls.
Been set free.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, let's sing that song from the top. Thank you, Jesus. This is your song. The Lord's singing this song over you.
I can hear the footsteps of my King.
It's who you are.
I can hear the heartbeat beckoning. In my darkness, he has set me free. And now I hear the Spirit calling me. He's calling, wake up, child. It's your time to shine. But you were born for such a time as this. He's calling, wake up, child. It's your turn to shine. You were born for such a time as this, for such a time as this.
We lose the commissioning of the Spirit of God upon you. I see the mantle falling. I see you being clothed in it. You're being commissioned. And those of you that are watching by television or on your computers, the Lord is all over you. He loved you, and he's called you to be part of this great company of love warriors that are going to fill the earth with the knowledge of his glory. Such a time as this, arise, arise, arise.
Wake up, child.
Take the mantle.
It's your time to shine. For you were born for such a time as this. It's calling, wake up, child. It's your time to shine. For you were born for such a time as this. Such a time as this.
I just feel like I lost my window. I feel that I had this great anointing in the past, but because of choices I've made, it's too late now. The Lord says it's not too late. It's not too late. He's a redeemer of the times. He's a redeemer of the times. Amen. And he says, take the mantle that you received tonight and whack that lie with it. Just whack that lie with it. It is not too late. And some of you are going to have a restoration of anointing, a restoration of calling, because you've been believing a lie of the devil, saying it's too late because of the decisions I've made. But he's going to restore you and heal you and align you. How many of you relate to that word? Just wave your hand at me. Come on, you just take that mantle and defy the lie with it. Say, this is what the Lord has given me, and I'll believe him before I believe a lie.
Yeah.
You are loved. Amen. We want you to just receive from the Lord what you have. Some of you are going to start having dreams, visions, revelations. You're going to have encounters in the Lord. There's going to be an escalation of power operating through you because of what has come on you tonight. Amen. How many of you actually felt the presence of the Lord mantle you tonight? Wave your hands at me all over this auditorium. It's powerful. Did you know this, that you are loved with an everlasting love? You really, really are. You are so beautiful. You are so lovely. And God is so proud of you. He so delights in you.
Well, I hope you really enjoyed that message, and I'm going to pray for any of you that feel that you have that ox anointing today. You know, there's four faces that are expressed in the scriptures regarding Jesus Christ, and it's the face of the eagle and the lion and the man and the ox. And so, you know, you oftentimes hear people say, oh, yeah, I love the aspect of the eagle because that's the prophetic nature of God. Or I really love the face of the lion because it's the kingly anointing of Jesus Christ. Or I really love the face of the man because that's Jesus, you know, the priest of God. But the ox, hello, who wants to have an ox anointing? But, you know, it is such a powerful anointing and such a beautiful aspect of God because that ox is a servant, and that's what Jesus came. He came to serve us, and he came to carry our weight. He came to plow the ground. He came to make the way for us. And so that ox anointing is just so beautiful, and it's so powerful. And I feel that many of you that are watching today, that you never considered it until now, but you actually have it. You were made for that. You have that servant heart, and you maybe are working behind the scenes a bit where you're just plowing and plowing and plowing, and it's hard ground. In fact, some of you have been believing for things with a hard ground of intercessory prayer and making your decrees, but not seeing your breakthrough yet. But you see, you've activated that ox anointing because it's plowing up the ground so that when the manifestation of your prayers and your requests come, that it'll have something to grow in, something to flourish in. And what you're doing now in the plowing is actually what is going to bring that to pass. So it's the operation of the ox anointing. And you know what? In the harvest time, as was mentioned in the message, is that the ox is used. The ox is actually used in the plowing, in the sowing, and in the harvesting. And so, it plows up the hard ground, and then it helps with the releasing of the seed in those days, in Bible days, and it also helped in the harvesting when they, pulled the harvest in. And so that ox anointing is going to be really needed, because we're about ready to see the greatest harvest that the world has ever known. There is going to be such a big ingathering. In fact, on our team at home, we are just, you know, really getting stirred in the area of evangelism, and you know, just many of our church at Shiloh, at XP Shiloh, they're just out doing evangelism regularly to see souls saved, because it's a time of harvest. We can't say, oh, in 4 months there'll be a harvest. No, it's right now. The fields are ripe with harvest. And so this ox anointing is huge. It is for plowing the hard ground, and some of you are plowing it right now. Some of you are sowing the seed right now, and some of you are in harvest. And some of you, all three at the same time, in different areas of your life maybe. So get ready, because I'm going to pray right now for this ox anointing to come upon you, and that you would receive the mantle of it, so that you can prepare the way of the Lord for these great and awesome days. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I just pray right now for everyone who's watching, that you would fill them with the nature of Jesus Christ in that ox anointing, that you would fill them with the nature of that ox nature, that servant, that one who plows the ground, that one who goes before others, and that they would start to operate and function in a very high level of that anointing right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, there you go. Breathe that one in and start functioning in that. Activate that anointing and go out and plow the ground. You know, we don't see a harvest unless that ground is plowed. And I was just telling my staff this morning in our staff prayer meeting that, you know, any ministry failure or a life failure is actually a prayer failure. And that's where you can begin to operate in that ox anointing, is in your prayer life. Plow the ground in prayer. Move forward in intercession. And we have some wonderful resource for you on xpministries.com store. If you want to go there and find information about all of our prayer studies, we've got whole prayer plunges and how to pray it forward, and prayer shields for leaders. But all that is part of the operation of the ox anointing. But whatever anointing that you are being empowered with, God wants you to remember this, that you are loved with an everlasting love. You really are. And he wants you to go take that love into the world that you live in, into your realm of influence. There are those waiting for that love to be shown to them right now. And you can be a carrier of that awesome love. We'll see you next time. Have a great week.